Shortly after 11 missiles slammed into Al-Assad Air Base in Iraq last week, President Trump tweeted, quote, all is well, and he said there were no American casualties. Days later, at a rally in Milwaukee, Trump described his conversation with military officials in the wake of the attack.
I said, how many killed? Nobody, sir. I said, how many hurt? They said, nobody, sir.
But we now know 11 service members needed medical attention for possible head injuries. NPR's Tom Bowman is with me now. Hey, Tom.
Hey there.
So we heard the president say it clearly in that tape. The official line was nobody got hurt. Then a few days ago, news organizations, including NPR, got to visit this base and talk to soldiers. Is that part of what is adding to our knowledge of what in fact happened?
Right. What's adding to the knowledge is the website Defense One came out with a story basically saying that, 11 soldiers were being treated for needing more urgent care and were going to Landstuhl Hospital in Germany and also to Camp Araf Jan in Kuwait. Now, no one ever said that early on. And, as we know, a casualty is defined as anyone who was killed or wounded by hostile fire. The administration, the Pentagon said no casualties. They still can't say that because these soldiers are still being treated.
And just unravel how this story has shifted. You said Defense One broke the news that these soldiers were, in fact, being treated in Germany. I mean, how did they get this, and how has the story shifted?
Well, we don't know how they got it, but we do know that a couple of hours after Defense One report, the military statement came out saying it was deemed appropriate to transport those soldiers to a higher level of care. Eight of them went to Landstuhl Regional Medical Center in Germany, and three others to this Camp Araf Jan in Kuwait. Now, Landstuhl, Mary Louise, is the most advanced military hospital in Europe. And I reached out to retired Brigadier General Steve Zanakis about all this. He's a psychiatrist and concussion expert. And I asked him, what does it mean that they went to Landstuhl? And he said it's clearly very serious. They likely showed certain symptoms of possible brain injuries.
Huh. Now, this, of course, has implications for there's still several hundred Americans at this base, at Al-Assad base in Iraq. And the Iranians are still talking about further retaliation for the U.S. drone strike that killed their general, Qasem Soleimani. What is being done to make sure that the troops still there have better defenses should more Iranian missiles be incoming?
Well, we really don't know. We've been told that they will beef up defenses, no details on that. And what you really need in a situation like this is a Patriot missile system that's designed to shoot down ballistic missiles. The Al-Assad base did not have that system. And, our reporter in Iraq, Jane Araf, says to install that Patriot defensive system, you would have to get Iraqi government approval because the U.S. is limited only to going after ISIS. So we're still not even sure if they will beef up defenses at Al-Assad. As you say, there are still several hundred Americans there, and they could get more missile attacks from Iran.
Yeah. And just to be clear, the line has not shifted. The U.S. is still saying no U.S. troops killed. These are head injuries that are being treated.
That's exactly right. No one killed. But again, as far as a casualty that includes wounded,
sure,
we still don't have an answer to that.
Okay. That is NPR's Tom Bowman. He covers the Pentagon for us. Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.